If the Duke continue these favors towards you, Cesario, you are like to be much advanced. He has known you but 3 days, and already you are no stranger.
You either fear his humor or my negligence, that you call in question the continuance of his love. Is he inconstant, sir, in his favors?
No, believe me.
I thank you. Here comes the Count.
Who saw Cesario?
On your attendance, my lord, here.
Stand you a while aloof.
Cesario, thou knowest no less, but all. I have unclasped to thee the book even of my secret soul. Wherefore, good youth, address thy gate unto her. Be not denied access. Stand at her doors and tell them there thy fixed foot shall grow till thou have audience.
Sure, my noble lord, if she be so abandoned to her sorrow as it is spoke, she never will admit me.
Be clamorous and leap all civil bounds rather than make unprofited return.
Say I do speak with her, my lord. What then?
Oh, then unfold the passion of my love. Surprise her with discourse of my dear faith. It shall become thee well to act my woe. She will attend it better in thy youth than in an uncio's of more grave aspect.
I think not so, my lord.
Dear lad, believe it.
For they shall yet belie thy happy years that say thou art a man. Diana's lip is not more smooth and rubious. Thy small pipe is as the maiden's organ, shrill and sound, and all is semblative a woman's part.
I know thy constellation is right apt for this affair. Some 4 or 5 attend him. All, if you will. For I myself am best when least in company. Prosper well in this, and thou shalt live as freely as thy lord to call his fortunes thine.
I'll do my best to woo your lady. Yet a bar from strife. Whoe'er I woo, myself would be his wife.